The group spearheading the effort is called Yes for Independent Maps. A redistricting amendment to the Illinois Constitution must be approved by voters, so the group is working to collect 300,000 petition signatures by May 4th to put the issue on the November ballot. Campaign manager Michael Collins says the coalition includes people and groups of all political persuasions.
What this really broad-based coalition would like to do is establish an 11-person independent redistricting commission, really to draw the state legislative district boundaries. They do it in an independent, transparent way, drawing maps with nonpartisan criteria.
When you say independent, would this be bipartisan, or are you trying to avoid folks who have a political persuasion one way or the other?
You know, it would be both bipartisan and independent from the current existing power structures in the state. So really anyone could serve on this commission except people that are elected officials at any level in the state, from the lowest to the highest level. State employees cannot serve on this commission, nor can lobbyists, whether they're state or federal, or people who have contracts with the state, whether they own a firm or manage a firm or work on a contract for the state. And then for a period of 10 years after serving on this commission, you actually can't run for office, for state office, for state senator, state house, and nor can you be appointed any position in the state that requires Senate confirmation. So it really goes to the heart of the issue of political players and bad actors being able to game the system for their benefit and the benefit of the party they represent, and to the detriment of the party that's not necessarily in power. And let's be clear, Republicans have done this, Democrats have done this in this state and in others, and they'll continue to do it.
A campaign like this, this is something that's been tried before, isn't it?
It has. In 2009, the League of Women Voters led the effort to put an amendment like this on the ballot. Unfortunately, they weren't successful, but the League, along with many other groups, ranging from Common Cause, Public Research Interest Group, the Chamber of Commerce, as well as business, academic, and political leaders from all over the political spectrum, really spent the last few years studying the issue, figuring out how best to amend our Constitution to really put a transparent, independent process in work in Illinois.
What do you think you're doing different this time from what was done by the League of Women Voters 5 years ago?
Yeah, so, you know, we've actually created a pretty robust statewide campaign that is working at engaging activists and organizers across the state, that is working at building a strong coalition that can actually do fundraising and organizing and passing petitions. And we're also traveling a lot. We're doing a lot of media. We're talking a lot about this issue with folks that will listen, because we feel like the more people that are involved in this campaign, the easier it is to get on this ballot. You know, right now it's pretty chilly outside, and it's the Midwest, and it's winter, and it's no shock that it's going to be cold and snowy and windy, and it makes for a difficult time to gather signatures. So the more people we have in this campaign, the more organizations, the more individuals, the more volunteers, the really the easier it becomes for us to reach our 300,000 signature goal by May 4th.
Are you confident voters will be paying attention should this end up on the ballot in November? I mean, I imagine the ballot language is going to involve a lot of legalese, so I don't know that someone could just walk in and understand it, you know, reading it at the ballot box.
Yeah. Well, you know, our campaign really just begins when we turn in our signatures to go on the ballot. That's when we begin a pretty aggressive statewide campaign where we're educating voters on what is gerrymandering and why it's important to everything that we do in our life, and how fixing this system, amending the state constitution to have an independent, transparent process, really does benefits for the state. And we'll be using our coalition groups, we'll be using our network of statewide volunteers, and we'll be using whatever paid media we need to really communicate our message that this is an important change to our Constitution and is a change for the better.
Michael Collins is campaign manager for the group Yes for Independent Maps. He says the new redistricting process would not go into effect until after the 2020 census. The petition drive does not impact congressional districts. Collins says the Illinois Constitution allows for changes to the redistricting process only at the state legislative level. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.